Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 28th of May, 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Matt, Michael, Mariana, Hassan, Michael just joined, and Pitiman. Over to you, Mariana.
Oh, that's nice. So Pitiman, a little, she's producing last two agendas because I didn't keep properly the track what we have finished and what should be done. So first we shall finalize all these items which are in connection with production of our report. And after that, we shall discuss those things which need more time to be considered and to make some conclusions. So please, Pitinan, start with the report finalization. This is your topic. And after that, we shall proceed as it is in the agenda.
Sure, thank you. All right, thank you. So let's go to the first one. Is the appendix D.7, and that's relevance to the main text at 6.3.4. So let me share the screen. Okay, so this is appendix, seven. So it's about the generic clips here. So this is at the appendix D, we list the generic clips. And this has been discussed earlier as well, and Bill volunteered to write up some of the text, which is in the 6.3.4 in the main text. So I just wanted to point out that I just add that the data for this section is at appendix D7, and that's it. So I can just close that. We have gone through the appendix D already. And for the text in this section, it will be finalized later when you go back and finalize everything in the report.
Okay. Bill, please.
Yes, that's very good, Peter. And thank you for filling that in. I should have managed it myself, but that's exactly what we needed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments on these two sections, Appendix D and 6.3.4? Okay, hearing none, then I'll move to the next one. Is the D.8 current above? So this is the appendix D.8 about current above, and this is relevance to this character with resemblance to the apostrophe. So I suggest some of the text here, saying that because of apostrophe is not included in the repertoire, so there is no possibility of confusions. And these letters, D, L, and T, with Karong are used in Czech and Slovak language. And in adjacent to this appendix, is appear in the main document 5.3.2. So 5.3 is basically the repertoire. Yep. And at the end, I add some sections. Here. So I add a small section after the end of the repertoire and explaining why these are in the repertoire. So maybe if you can see and review just a moment, and I'm open for some comment. Bill, please.
Yes, I think if I interpret them correctly, the integration panel's concern was that someone could use one of these letters, in particular the letter L with Quran, to give the appearance of something that included an apostrophe when the apostrophe isn't an allowed glyph. And it seems to me, I don't know if there's a tactful way to say it, but it seems to me our response to the integration panel should be, if you thought there was a problem, you should remove it from the MSR. That's your decision. We're not going to second guess you. Since it's in the MSR, we're not going to worry about it. I realize that there has to be a more tactful way to say that, but basically, I think our position should be, you know, these are in the MSR, so enough said. Thank you.
Okay, Max, please.
I find the text on the first line to be too not hard. I don't have the right word for it, but are found confusable. I would rather say that they could be confusable. I mean, it's too strong to say that they are, because it's so dependent on the font typeface and context. And reply to the Bill, I think that the integration panel is also referring to the reverse situation where you expect a D with Caron, but it's been written as D and apostrophe, and that's and try to fool you in that way. But I think it's not that easy to do that. In the address bar anyway, and when it comes to HTML links, etc., I mean, we know that anything could go there.
Well, thank you. Mariana?
Yeah, as I recall, the problem was L with apostrophe, L with caron, and this letter is used, a specific combination of letters is used in French. So some French guy from the IP forced this to be removed here because it was not removed when the MSR is made. So I think everything what is written here with the Matt's correction is very correct. We investigated what was given to us to investigate. We gave our opinion. Everything for me is okay. So I will not add anything to this two or three sentences. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill, please.
Yes, I think I would agree with Matt's and suggest that we soften it further and have the first sentence start out, some people believe that the following could be confused, just to make clear that that wasn't our consensus position. We're just aware that the sentiment exists.
I found this. Would it be okay?
Yes, that much better phrasing than I had. Thank you.
All right. And then Mariana, is that an old hand or new hand?
Sorry, it's my old hand. Sorry.
Okay.
Because I'm raising hand very rarely. That's
okay. Michael, please.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to reiterate my comment, which I wrote in the chat room also. Can someone remind me why we're having this new section here? Because from my understanding, we are not arguing for a variant relationship. So the data is negative, so to speak. And I remember there being several times when different members stressed that we should keep the corpus of the main document as short as possible. So we should only include very relevant and positive data, in the sense that positive data confirms some situation or explains a standard, not all of the questions raised. So if my recollection is correct, I'm not sure if this may be a bit superfluous. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirko. Then Mats, please.
I think it's very correct to include it, even though it's kind of a negative data. This is something which could be raised by, it has been raised by IP. It could be raised by other people too, because when they look at it, they might say that, oh, it looks like D plus apostrophe. Isn't that a problem? And we, I think it's important that we actually have this statement. And I think the text should be something like what we have now. I think this is good. Not talk more about it. Thank you.
Mariana, please.
Yeah, we spent a decent amount of time investigating this, not too much as we spent time investigating the other cases. The question was raised by IP, so we have to give them some kind of response. This is our first final report. We should put in it everything what we found, although we shall never start this investigation if the question was not raised by IP. So I'm sticking to it that we should leave it here with a few sentences, and we are waiting IP's reaction. That's my stand, and I will not let it go away because we spent time doing this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana. Bill, please.
Yes, I think Mikhail does have a point. If we put this in the appendix, where we put a lot of other negative information that should be sufficient to respond to IP, it's not that big an addition to the main body of the document, but I don't think it would hurt anything if we stuck it in the appendix instead. Thank you.
Mats, please.
I don't think it's that important where it is, but I think that if we agree on the text as it is, we could later move it to the appendix. The important thing is that it's there in our report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana, please.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that I completely agree with Mats. Again, I am repeating, this is first final report. It will have some more revisions until it goes to public meeting. So I wanted to be here personally to see the reaction from IP. Thank you.
Our leader has spoken.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I'll note that I'll keep it here for now, and then to see how things go. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Pitina.
Okay. Thank you. So okay. That's actually brought us to the end of the section. So this is the only thing left. So basically, we have gone through every sections in the report, and I think in the next meeting we can start reviewing from the first section through the end. And of course, there's still some pending discussion that we need to go through first. So let's move to the second one, the small letter I and the dotless I. So let me share the result I shared earlier as well on the emails. Okay, So hope you can see. Basically, so I was trying to find a machine that setting as a TR underscore TR locale, and the machine in Turkey. Unfortunately, it was also a mix of holidays, and I couldn't really reach the person in Turkey to have who have this setting. So what I did is I set up my personal notebook to be in this locale, and everything is in the locale. Like if I go to the browsers, it's returned the Turkish error message, if you can see down here. So I hope that is the same as the setting of the machine in Turkish, but that is the fact, right?
Yes, so, I guess it should be. It's like when I tested it on my machine.
Right. Yeah, so what I found out is consistent with what Bill found, Max found out earlier as well. So all the browsers, the expected output should be the capital I with the dot, should be lowercase to the I with the dot. And the capital I without dot should go down to the dotless I. But from all the browsers, seems like it's not downcasing as expected. So if you go from the capital I with the dot above, it will come down to normal I plus the diacritic dot above. And if you go from the capital I without dot, it will come down to the normal I. So basically, it seems like the person who wants to go to the one version with the capital input is leading to the different website. And I found some of the example, which is almost the same, just difference in the type of the I is used, just to make it more understandable what's gonna happen. So these two words mean external and tooth in Turkish. And if you go from external.test, with the capital version, it will resolve in I with the dot, which is mean a different website. And likewise, if you go from the tooth.test, which is the capital one, it will just go to the like non-available meanings website. So this is what happened for the browser. And then the rest is just the screen captures for each cases. So you can also see how I test and the error message return. So I guess this is open for discussion how to handle it. Yep. Thank you. Matt, please.
Yeah, I think that we have confirmed as much as we can that the Turkish locale does not seem to influence behavior of the web browser, and that is what is important. So the behavior of the web browser is independent of the locale, and I'm not surprised when thinking about it. So I think this is actually probably expected behavior, given the history of domain names without any Turkish letters, so to say. So this means that we don't have to take that into so much consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Meiko, please.
Thank you. Could you, Mats, please clarify your summary in the end that we don't have to take this into consideration? Are you saying we should have variant relationship therefore, or we should not have variant relationship therefore? Mm. I didn't quite understand what was the gist of your comment. Thank you.
Okay. So the fact that the Turkish locale, as it stated, has a different downcasing of capital I and capital I with dot than in other locales. We don't have to take that any
respect. I dropped the word. So it doesn't influence our proposal of variants. So the variant that we create is independent of the Turkish locale, because the Turkish locale does not influence the behavior of the browser.
Thank you, Matt. Just asking, so is that means we should make this dotless I and I variants?
Not based on the behavior in Turkish, at least. I mean, we have other comparisons that might lead to that conclusion. So a Turkish user would not expect a capital I without a dot to become a dotless I, because that will not happen in the browser. The Turkish user will expect it to be downcased to an I with a dot. I'm sure. I mean, we are not that fully aware of the relation here. Users outside Turkey are not used to this special relation. But I'm sure that Turkish users are aware that they have this special dotted capital I and dotless lowercase I that have other casing relations than in the world outside. So I don't think they get astonished when things behave different.
Thank you, Matt. Mikko, please.
Yes, thank you. So I don't quite understand the relevance of this data. So my understanding is we have two characters. And if you play around with the casing, they can become identical, although they should not be identical. And this seems to be a problem. So that would generally give reason for the existence of a variant relationship between these two, probably. And we have confirmed that this problem exists in other data which we have raised before. I think Mats actually researched the issue. So now we are testing the same issue in the context of the locale of a Turkish user. And the behavior seems to differ in a slight manner. But my question is, how is it relevant? Because if only the users with a Turkish locale are not affected by the problems, but all the other user continuum, but the remaining users of the script using community is affected by the issue, how does that change the situation? Because since we are supposed to create rules for the root zone and it is language independent, therefore we must have rules which kind of work for everyone, not just users of Turkish locale. So, I mean, we didn't raise such considerations, for example, in the case of sharp S and SS or something, where also in certain contexts, in German user systems, you may have automatic, casing difference or something, where things are transferred from one to another in some software. But it's not like part of the underlying system, and it's not applied across all computers, irrespective of locale. So I don't think we should take into much consideration locale differences in the first place. Hope that's somehow understandable in my perspective. Thank you.
May I respond to that?
Of course, yes, please.
Yeah, so
we have the input on the left side, the capital letters I with dot above and capital letter I without dot above. And if in a Turkish locale, then we would get the expected output in a true Turkish locale. In all other locales, we will get the test result. And if this would be the case, that in a Turkish locale in the web browser, we would get the expected output, it would mean that a capital letter I with dot above will turn into a small letter I, but in all other locales, it would turn into non-existent. And the I without a dot, the capital letter I without a dot, it would turn into a small letter I without a dot in a Turkish locale and a normal I in other locales. If that would be the case, then we would have a problem because it would depend on the locale what we would get when downcasing. Now it turns out that downcasing in the web browser behaves the same way independent of the locale, as far as we can see. And that means that if you start with a capital letter I with a dot, then you will get something which will never exist. An I with a dot above. And if you start with a capital letter I without a dot, then you will get a small letter I with a dot, just as expected in an ASCII context. So it means that there is nothing here that will turn into something which is undefined or ambiguous, I would say, rather undefined. There's nothing ambiguous in this. This is well defined. So there's, from this data, no reason to say that I and I without a dot, a dotless I, that these two should be variants.
Meiko, is that an old hand or new hand?
Okay. Old, sorry.
Sorry, thank you. Meiko, please.
Yeah, I think Mats put it quite well that if the if it's not doing the what we expected output, then there's actually no technical problem or no problem in the way the dotless die and the die with dot above behave. So I agree that there's no reason to have them variants then.
Bill, please.
Someone perhaps can check my memory, but as I recall, when we originally started on this, we had three points of view. Some of us felt that the I and the dotless I should be variants. Some of us felt they should not be variants. And some of us felt that they should, but only because of the issue with Turkish and whatever the other language is.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. And so if we've concluded that that Turkish is not an issue, if that's what we're concluding here, then it seems to me we can go back and just look at the basic case of, do we, exclusive of this, do we feel they are variants or not? And that's probably where we should go next.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Hassan, please.
I just want to know, you have to be sure if the conversion from the dotless I to the small I, is it done by the operating system through the locale, or is it done from the browser? Maybe it's a browser which is converting it to the iOS dot. So in this case, it's not always the same. Maybe one browser does it and another one doesn't.
Right. Oh, this is Pitinan. I can respond to that. So from this test result, is from all by the browsers. And some other application actually handle it differently. Like I try in Microsoft Word in the Gish locale, and it can produce the expected output. As in DAO casing the capital I with the dot, it will go to the I with the dot. And this is just the browsers that cannot handle. But I guess that's where we have to look at. Thank you. Mariana, please.
Yeah. Again, I want to recollect you to remember that this was also a question posed by IP, and that we have to investigate behavior of I and dotless I, and what to do with it. It was explicitly asked. We have been explicitly asked to do this, so we have done it. I also agree that for us is only important how browsers behave, and if they behave consistently, and their behavior does not depend on locale, so we are done with investigation how Turkish locale is behaving in the internet, in the browsers. And I am again, I mean, Bill repeated, or Mats, or who, I forgot. We have go back and see what was, so the Turkish case is not important for our future consideration. So we have to go back and see what was our proposals from the other analysis we have done with these two characters. That's how I wanted to make a summary somehow of this case. We have to present all those results because we have been asked to do this analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana. Max, please, and then Mikko, and I like to be in the queue as well after Mikko. Thank you.
Yeah. To respond to Hassan, it's always the application that does this. But the operative system could provide information to be used for how to behave. And I don't think this is a misbehavior of the browser. I think this is actually a decision taken by the browser maker that they should disregard this behavior of Turkish because it would change the earlier behavior of the browser. Thank you.
Mariana, please. Oh, Mikko.
Sorry, it was an old hand, sorry.
No problem.
Mikko, yes, thank you. Okay, maybe I'm not understanding this data and this the way it's presented, right? Maybe someone could help me understand. So in the two tables we are seeing here, in the bottom table, there are two different inputs and they should resolve to two different strings also in the xn dash dash form. And in the expected output in the second row, the test result, the expected output is not the test result. Instead, it matches the first row. So this data seems to speak for a variant relationship, does it not? Thank you. Maybe someone could help me understand this. Thank you.
Right. This is Pitinan. So let me explain this. So in this table is two cases. Each row is each case. And basically, the input column is an example of input in the capital form of the word, and the expected output is what we understand that it should be in Turkish. For example, dotless capital I without dot should go down to the dotless I. And then we test and see what is the real result. So for the first case, if we input DIS like that without the dot in the capital form, it will, instead of resolve into the dotless I lowercase, it will resolve in the I with the dot, the normal I. So basically it can end up in a different website from the intentional of the input users, right? And that is one case. For the second case, second row, we try input with the DI with the dot, capital, dot test. And again, the expected result should go to the I, normal I, but the actual result is resolved into the DI and then the diacritic I above and dot test. So basically in the first case, a user tried to go to website A, it ended up with that website B. And the second case is similar, the same, but it's just that because of the website B doesn't really have any meaning, so likely it might not be available. So as you said, I think it's correct. The data actually suggests that this might have, should be variance because not depend on the locale, but because of if you use the capital I with the two form, it can be resolved in the two different places. Thank you.
Thank you. That was also my understanding. So I'm having problems understanding the debate going on now, because from what I'm hearing, people seem to think this does not speak for a variant relationship. But maybe I somehow misunderstood someone. Thank you.
Right. I think the what we agree is the cache locale, at least for the browser, doesn't affect the analysis. Yep. Okay, Michael, please. Oh, sorry, Michael, please.
Yeah, I'm wondering for non-Turkish people, the expected output is actually the one we see as a test result, right? If we look at the first line with DIS, then everybody who is not Turkish would expect it to be to behave like it's shown in the test result. It's just that for Turkish people, the expected output is different. At least that's what we assume. The question I have is, do Turkish people really expect the output which is shown in the expected output, or are they by now used to the to their knowledge strange behavior of downcasting of browsers, such that they do not really expect it to be the dotless small letter I? If that's the case, then I think we shouldn't do them variants due to the downcasting. But if they do think that it's the expected result, then we should.
Sure. This is Bettina. May I respond back to that? So yes, good point. I think the header of this column should be expected output for the Turkish locale, just to be clear, right? And to your second question, if this is something expected, actually, from what I talked to the Turkish colleagues and I look up, I paste the link in the chat, that's the like frequency used word. So that I and dotless I is something used quite equally in Turkish. And other applications, they actually downcase and uppercase as the second column. It's just that in the browser, it didn't resolve as the second columns. So I'm not sure, do they also use to how the resolve behavior in the browsers? But at least for the other applications like Word or PowerPoint or Excel, it's actually do the second column case folding. Thank you. Mats, please.
Yeah, just a comment that test result is not, maybe not for the dotted capital I, the expected behavior of anyone, because I don't know, we don't expect dotted capital I to be, we don't know what it should be. We don't expect it to be what it becomes, because that is nothing that we could use. So it just becomes not usable. So, and what the Turkish users expect, yeah, it's hard to say, but and of course, in the future, if they're more used to IDNs, maybe they expect something else. Previous users have only used ASCII, and so they probably expect it to be the English way or capital I. But I don't know. Do we have anyone to ask? What did your informant say, Peter?
Ask about what to expect in the browsers?
Yeah.
Okay, I think to date, IDN is not really something known to Turkish users. So they don't really know what to expect from the browsers besides ASCII. So I don't think they have they wouldn't even think that the IDN is available there. But for other places, the case folding is somewhat normal to them, that dotless I capital go down to dotless I with the dot capital go down to I with the dot. Okay. So I go to Mako, and I think after this, maybe it's useful to go back to our original text in the proposals. And maybe because I think original text is already tried to conclude that there should be variants. But what we have not be sure was the test result from the Turkish locale. So maybe after Mako, let's go back to the proposal, and maybe the text there is already in the good shape. Okay, Michael, please.
Yeah, thank you. I think I was going to say something similar to what Matt said. I'm not sure if I got him right. So first of all, there was a question of what the Turkish user expects and what other users expect. Now, users of some writing system where this difference in between dotless I and I with a dot or regular I is not common, do not have any kind of expectation. So we cannot really talk about that or speculate about that. And the second question was, what is the perspective of the Turkish user? Now, my understanding is that this was produced by ICANN member who actually is a Turkish user and first language speaker. So I think it would be useful to consider him an expert in this matter and his opinion as representative of the Turkish community. So I think the expected output here is what the Turkish users expect, and no users of any other language which do not make use of the dotless I as opposed to the I with a dot in the orthography of their language would have any expectation on how that character behaves. So we should not speculate about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let me go back to our proposal. Okay. So it's in Appendix D.5. Basically, it's one of the IDNA 2003 compatibilities. The previous one was the double S and sharp S, and this one is about this I. So we go through all this down casing, up casing, and then we mentioned that for these two locale, the behavior could be different. And then, but we haven't tested on the browser. This is like hypothetical. Okay, and we also mentioned something around what about the other capital case, and the difference is, Okay, so for the other case, when you dial casing, the acritic does not lose. So that is different from the case that we are discussing here.
And that is because that will follow the general rule in Unicode of uppercase lowercase relationship. So it's stated in Unicode that the capital A with umlaut is an uppercase of lowercase A with umlaut. So this is the general rule. This Turkish behavior of I and dotless I, that's an exception which only applies for Turkish and Azerbaijan locale, and it's stated in an exceptional
right.
table of the database.
Right. So I think this also answer, I think we mentioned last time about why we don't go through all the upper cases, I guess, because the other case is following the generic rules and this is the exception. Okay.
Right.
And then we come to, actually we already come to the conclusions that this should be a variance because of this dark casing is the risk of confusions. Where we left off and to do some more tests is just to ensure that the Turkish and Azerbaijan's locale doesn't really affect the analysis.
So if you scroll up, we say that the behavior in the browser, we assume that there might be the behavior in the browser that it would handle the I with dot above as a capital letter of small letter I. It's further up, I guess. But as we've seen, that is not the case.
Is it still up more?
Yeah. I guess we talk about, maybe it's in the beginning. I saw it just a minute ago.
Okay, let's start from the top. It's already at the beginning.
Okay, so then it must be further down that we talk about the browser behavior. It must be further down then. So here, depending on the locale that the browser is running in, it may be downcased to either tit or tut with or without the dot. So here this is something that we should discuss or check, update this text.
So we should add that the GP has conducted the test and the result shows that the locale doesn't the locales, what to say, doesn't affect
standard behavior of the browser, something like this. Because as I understood, the browser behaves in the same way independently of locale. So something like this should be stated here. That's how I think.
Mikko, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that I guess we should insert here the evidence and data from this new analysis we just conducted, because this seems to be an answer to this question, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, thank you. As standard.
No, it's standard. Are not influenced by Turkish locale, something like this, maybe. I'm not good in English, but it seems behavior of the browsers are not influenced by Turkish locale.
Sorry, I was trying to say that we shouldn't come up with any kind of new text. We should more or less copy in the other text or reference it if we copy in below and say, as seen in these tests, da 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 da. That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah. But we shall read it at least twice more. All these things.
Data. And then we so how do we want to attach this information in?
So, Pitinan, it is this. All this text is in Appendix D, right?
For the newly tested one, it's not.
No. For the newly tested, but this text we are looking here is in Appendix D. So please put it somewhere in the same piece of text. I mean, in the same. I don't know how to say. This text you presented us today, these tables and everything, should be somehow in this part of it. Should be in Appendix Z, and it should be connected also to investigation of downcasing of I and letter I, and maybe we shall see. All this text is pretty long. Maybe it should be somehow divided in small pieces, but I'm not convinced that it is the best solution. So,
I mean, may I?
Yes, please, Michael.
I don't know, Michael was, his hand up first. So, Michael, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, make a suggestion for how to resolve this. So I think we should copy in the text from Matt Zucker, I think that was his name. And we should put those tables he created and the graphics he created below this text. So because we already have some tables below this, Pitinan just wrote something there. And then we can just say as here, as seen in graphic XYZ or graphic 1, 2, 3 or table XYZ. So we can reference it if it's below, because if we insert it all in here, in between those paragraphs, it will break the string of the line of argumentation and people will not understand. So we should reference it and insert it further down below. However, we also must do two things. First of all, we must clarify if this test data is copyrighted by Matt Zucker, who produced it. So we need his express consent that we can include it, because otherwise we would just steal his data or steal his information. And secondly, we should mention him somewhere like in, people who helped us or people who supported us in some way.
What text are you talking about?
Well, we just saw the other window with the other email shared by Pitinan with all the test data from the Turkish locale.
No, but that was collected by my Pitana.
Yeah. The one from Mertz was last week, and it was from not the Turkish locale. It's like EN, it's the English locale in Turkish. So I conducted again by myself. So this data is available. This can be used.
So I just want to comment the text in Appendix D5. So I think that, I mean, the text there was written under the assumption that the behavior in the web browser would follow what the locale for Turkish and Azeri states. But what we have seen now, it does not. And I think that this will, at least my conclusion has changed. So I don't think that the result that we have seen, that it argues for making I and dotless I as variants based on the behavior in Turkish. So I think this needs to be rewritten, updated. Not completely rewritten, updated.
Dear GP members, we are on the top of the hour, so we have to break our discussion here. Yes, I think also that, but Mats, could you let's say rearrange or rewrite or whatever this part, because most of the text here is yours. So at least we have a conclusion that we've tested browsers does not influence the behavior of up down casing because in Turkish locale, so we can make some more conclusions later, but just to rearrange the text so that it proves it shows our new findings, and of course everyone will read this text and give his remarks, but I think that we can take this discussion about I and dotless I almost closed, and I want to close the meeting in a few moments because we passed the hour. So I just want to ask you if there are any other business in this moment which should be mentioned during our next calls or anything. And Mats, I see your hand is still up. Do you want to say something?
No.
Oh, no. Thank you. Okay. You see, we are progressing and we are seeing the end of the tunnel. So hopefully in the next few months, we shall finish this report. Okay. Thank you very much for taking part in this discussion. It was a truthful one and we are progressing. I'm glad. And that's all for today. And we shall have next call in 1 week, next Thursday. And thank you, and that's all. And see you. Oh no, hear you next Thursday. Okay, goodbye, and all the best.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.